Welcome to the audio edition of In Touch Online for mid-November 2021, with an introduction from the Provincial Grand Master. I wonder whether, like me, you detected a higher level of energy in the singing of the National Anthem at the end of the Service of Remembrance held in London last Saturday. Some commentators have suggested that this was the nation showing its great respect for Her Majesty the Queen, who, for medical reasons, was unable to attend the service. Her absence, only the seventh time she has missed the cenotaph ceremony during her long reign, has encouraged speculation as to her health, and to whether she will be able to continue with her normal round of duties. At this point, I took a metaphorical step backwards to reflect on the fact that the Queen has reigned over us for nearly 70 years, having succeeded to the throne on the 6th of February, 1952, on the death of her father, King George. I'm certain that you will join me in wishing Her Majesty a speedy relief to her suffering, and long may she reign over us. It's also right that I mentioned the Grand Master, His Royal Highness the Duke of Kent, who attended the service at the cenotaph, but did so as an observer from a Foreign Office balcony, leaving his equerry to lay his wreath on his behalf. Finally, a huge thank you to the lodges that played a part in remembrance services across the province. In my provincial Grand Lodge speech, I referred to the new position of Provincial Grand Membership Officer, and had much pleasure in appointing Colin Cheshire to the office. Some secretaries have asked whether they can now appoint and invest a Lodge Membership Officer. Those of you who attended Provincial Grand Lodge will recall that I made the position very clear. A Lodge may appoint a Membership Officer, but the brother nominated cannot be collared until he has attended a training course organised by the Learning and Development Team. These courses are planned to start in the second quarter of 2022. However, let me take this opportunity to thank all the lodges who are working with Colin and his team to process the 100-plus men who have completed a Form P and who are keen to be made Freemasons. These candidates for Freemasonry joined the 150 inquiries the province has received since January of this year. Sally and I were delighted to join members of the Chippenham branch of the Wiltshire Masonic Widows Association as they celebrated their 20th anniversary. The foundations for the association were laid by Brother Andy Bell with the formation of the Swindon branch. More about this shortly. The province continues to encourage brethren to take full advantage of the COVID-19 vaccination programme. In particular, I would urge any brother who has not yet received the first two jabs to give serious consideration to making an appointment to get them. And for those who have had two jabs, please do respond to the invitation to receive your booster jab. The COVID-19 virus has not vanished. It is still a very real threat to the health of many, including our members. I fully respect the right of a brother to make his own decision with regard to the benefits of vaccination. Equally, I fully understand the concerns of those who feel unable to return to their lodges at this time. It is not for the province or a brother to pass judgment on another's choices. What we must do is respect differing viewpoints. When an organisation's mission statement reads, "to offer friendship, encouragement, support and comfort," you just know that the end product must be a genuine force for good. And so it was that Andy Bell joined Philip Bullock and Francis Wakeham for a 20th anniversary celebratory lunch organised by members of the Chippenham branch of the Wiltshire Masonic Widows Association. The lunch was held at Carn Masonic Hall, with catering provided by Andrew and Francis Evans. Reflecting on the moment when the late Brian Edwick asked him to start a Masonic Widows Association, Andy was quick to acknowledge that he undertook the task with a degree of trepidation. However, following the successful launch of the Swindon branch in the previous year, he approached Veronica Mannings and Claire Gainey with a lot more confidence, and after a preparatory meeting, he sent invitations to 108 widows, with over 40 attending the first meeting. Acknowledging that much has changed in Chippenham over the past two decades, Andy pointed out how the association has been ever-present during that time. The first chairman, Veronica Mannings, maintains her close connection as president, and new chairman Sylvia Sutton continues to inspire the association. Francis Wakeham succeeded Brian Edwick as Provincial Grand Master, and quickly determined that before making any big changes, he would see how the land lies, a very astute move on his part. There was a great deal of organic change taking place in Freemasonry, but Francis determined that the widows' associations should continue pretty much as they had been set up. In what he described as unadulterated waffle when comparing his speech to Andy's stylish eloquence, Francis looked back at the very rewarding years of the branch, in which, as part of the Wiltshire Masonic family, branch members attended the church service, provincial Grand Lodge, social gatherings, and of course the hugely successful Salisbury Cathedral Evensong in 2017. Philip Bullock spoke about the importance of the whole Masonic family and of the part played by the three branches of the Wiltshire Masonic Widows Association in fulfilling the stated aims of the organisation. In today's modern world, we know that words are important, and it is right that friendship, encouragement, support and comfort feature in the vocabulary of every member of the association, but more importantly, that the words translate into action. The Chippenham branch has certainly benefited from inspiring leadership, a committed team ethos, and an energetic membership. The association has benefited from the participation of three wonderful provincial almoners, Andy Bell, John King, and now Gary Dolphin. Each has brought new ideas, and that is as it should be. Equally, each has been mindful of the independent nature of each branch. We live in a changing world, and change is a reality of life. Andy Bell said that the past 20 years had gone by in what he himself described as a flash. He is right, and our hope is that the association will continue from generation to generation. The Provincial Grand Master was invited to plant a tree in the grounds of the Masonic Hall, which will serve to remind future generations of this landmark event in the history of the association. A huge thank you to everyone who joined in a service of remembrance near to where you live or work. Freemasons were out in force across the province. The team included Arthur Hanslip at Melksham. Salisbury was attended by Assistant Provincial Grand Master Phil Still, joined by Carol Still, and accompanied by a veritable entourage, including Provincial Junior Warden Foster Telford, while Royal Dragoon Guard John Tawley, St Pat's Lodge, was at Horse Guards in London, as was Steve Perry of Vaston Lodge, who was marching with members of the Royal Air Force. A special mention for Phil Redmond, who is justly proud of son Michael, who read the Roll of Honour at Royal Witten Bassett. It's not often you get the opportunity to hear a Prestonian lecture for a second time. The traditional hosts for the Prestonian lecture, Methuen Lodge, have joined forces with Vaston Lodge and invited Worshipful Brother Dr. John Wade, the lecturer of 2009, to once again visit Wiltshire on Sunday the 5th of December at 7 p.m. This event will take place using Zoom, and the link is available from pcowiltshire@gmail.com. Dr. Wade will not be reprising his 2009 lecture. It was titled Go and Do Thou Likewise, but will tell us what it means to be a Prestonian lecturer. Corley Lodge have recently commissioned talented artist Georgia Wilkinson to refresh their lodge logo. Like many lodge logos, it had been copied so many times that it was losing some of its definition and really did need some tender loving care. So Lodge Secretary Michael Farrow approached the communication team for some assistance. Georgia has produced a vastly improved representation of the logo, which features the Corley family coat of arms. Major General Thomas Corley was initiated into Freemasonry in Apollo University Lodge, Oxford. He was Provincial Grand Master for Wiltshire from 1927 to 1932 and a founder of Pleddle Lodge. Thank you for listening.